Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf, and we're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud, Tes, Amid Beis, more halachos regarding Avodah Zarah. Zok the Mishnah, ve'ein oisin tachshitin la'avodas kechav, you're not allowed to make jewelry, ornaments for Avodah Zarah, katlois, unezameh, v'tabois. Rabbi Eliezer says, b'schar mutar, if you're doing it to make a profit, you're not just making it because you want to benefit the Avodah Zarah, but you're doing it for personal benefit, then it's going to be okay. If you look right before the first word of the Mishnah, there's a little base. It sends you to the Hagoyis Hagra. The Goyin says that this line does not belong in this Mishnah. Either way, you're not allowed to sell to a pagan land. You can't sell land, which means you can't sell anything that's attached to land either. However, something that was once attached to land that has since been cut, that you are allowed to sell. Rabbi Yehuda says, Moicharu al menas lakutz. He says a kula. He says, you're only not allowed to sell something that's attached to land if the buyer tells you that his intention is to keep it attached. If, however, the buyer tells the seller that he plans on buying it and being kaitzeitzit and cutting it off, it's as if it was already katzutz, and the halach is you'd be allowed to sell it. This will be the topic of the early part of tomorrow's daf. Either way, the first halacha was, ein meichron lehem b'mechubel l'karka. You're not allowed to sell anything that's land or attached to land to an oved avodah zarah. Zok the Gemara b'nani mili, how do you know that? Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina said, the Amakra, it's learned out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, regarding the Yidden entering Eretz Canaan, they're going to encounter the seven nations. The pasuk says, "Unasanam Hashem alekech lefanecha." Hashem promised that He is going to hand the seven nations into the hand of the Jews. Vehi kisam, He's going to allow you to hurt them. Hacharim tacharim moisam loisichrois lahem bris veloisichonim. Says the Torah, you have to be very careful. Number one, you can't make any covenants with them. Number two, veloisichonim. What does loisichonim mean? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina said it means loisitein lahem chania bekarka. Sichonim is miloshen chania. You're not allowed to give them any property. You can't give them a place to rest. So from here we learn the halacha that you're not allowed to even sell land to an oved avodah zarah. Now at first glance, that pasuk loisichonim was talking dafka to the seven nations that were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. So you would think that maybe for the Shivas Ha'amim, who had a separate Shulchan Aruch, such as loisichaya kol nesham, there's a whole bunch of halachas that the Yidden had to conform to when they entered Eretz Canaan. So at first glance, you would have thought the Issa loisichonim relates only to them, Chiti, Amori, Prizi, Girgashi, etc., etc. The Gemara is before. Not that way. This halach of Ein Meichel Eben Mechum LeKarka is not unique to the seven nations, but rather you're not allowed to sell karka to any Oved Avodah Zarah. Again, what's the makar? It says loisichonim is miloshin chania. Loisitein lahem chania b'karka. The Gemara says, Hai loisichonim ibayulei. I need loisichonim to teach me something else. The hachi kamar achmano. Loisitein lahem chen. What does that mean? Loisitein lahem chen. First Rashi on the Amid. Shalo yoimar. A person should not say, Kama Oved Koychavim Zenna. A person shouldn't praise an Oved Avodah Zarah. So loisichonim is not miloshin chania, referring to a place to live, referring to an abode, but rather loisichonim is miloshin chen. Loisitein lahem chen. You shouldn't praise an oved avodah zarah. So how could you learn out ein meichrin lahem b'mechum lekarka from loisichonim? Don't I need it to teach me something else? Says the Gemara, you could learn two halachas from the same pasuk. Because im kein leimakro loisichunim, my loisichonim, a little bit of diktuk, shma mina tarti. From the fact that it says loisichonim, it's meduyik that there's not just one halacha that could be learned from here, but rather two halachas. Number one, ein moichel lahem b'mechum l'karka, and number two, lo yisitein lahem chen. But the Gemara says, v'akati mi boi leidachi amar rachman, I needed to teach me a third halacha, lo yisitein lahem matnas shalchinam. A yid is not allowed to give an oved avodah zarah a matana. So if it's begeder, you're expecting something back, the old, there's no free lunches, then it's okay. But assuming it's really, really chinam, you're giving him a gift without any expectations of ever seeing any return on that gift that you gave, the halach is loisichonim miloshen chinam. So what's going on over here? Is loisichonim miloshen chania? Is it miloshen chen or is it miloshen chinam? How could you learn now a third halach? The Gemara says you could. Because im kein, if it was only coming to teach me the two aforementioned, lei makra loisichinam, my loisichonim shma minokulos. Again, I am berishonim to understand the diktuk a little bit better. It says loisichonim. It could have said loisichunim. It could have said loisichinam. Loisachonim teaches me three halachas. Number one, Miloshen Chania. That's the Makar. Ein Moichron Lahem, B'mochum L'karka. That's our sugyo. That's our Mishnah right here. Number two, Miloshen Chain. And from there we learn, Shelo Yoymer Kama Oyved Kechavim Zen Noah. And number three, Miloshen Chinam. That's the Makar that Loisitein Lahem Matnas Shel China. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Braisa that clearly says that we learn all three halachas from the same pasuk, loisichonim, loisiten lemchania, bekarka, davaracha loisichonim, loisiten lemchain, davaracha loisichonim, loisiten lehem, matnaschin, freitu gemara, or zokti gemara, umatnaschin, amgufet hanoi. Whether or not it's in fact also to give an evidavi the Zara a gift is really a machloikis tanam. So even though we just mentioned the brisa, two brises really, that say the same halacha, that from loisichonim we learn you're not allowed to give an evidavi the Zara a matnaschin, really it's a machloikis tanam. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, loisoichlu. Yid is not allowed to eat nevela. So if a Yid wants to eat meat, he has to shech the meat first. If the meat doesn't have a kosher shechita, you're not allowed to eat it. Interesting. The Torah tells a Yid what to do with his nevela. So you have an animal, it became a nevela, what are you supposed to do with it? So the Torah tells you what to do. The Torah doesn't say throw it in the garbage. The Torah actually outlines what you can and cannot do. It's a pasuk in Devarim Perek Yudalet. Loisoichlu kol nevela, lager asher b'sharecho titneno v'achol. You should, or you can, give it to the ger. The ger over here is not the ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is also not allowed to eat nevela. But it means a ger toishav. A ger toishav is an oivit koichavim. He's an eni Yehudi that took upon himself to keep the shefa mitzvahs b'nei noach. So even though he's an oivit koichavim, technically, he's an eni Yehudi, but being that he's not oivit avodah zarah, he took upon himself the shefa mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's for that reason he's treated differently. So the Torah says that if you have nevela, what are you supposed to do with it? Number one, lager asher b'sharecha titna v'achala. Oi, alternatively, there's another option. Macher l'nachri. If you want, you could sell it to a guy. Kiyam kodesh atal Hashem alekecha. Either way, it pasuk says you have two options of what to do with the nevela. Either you can gift it, give it titnena as a matana to who the ger toishav, or if you want, you could sell it. You could sell it to a guy. Zok to Gemara, machlokes tanom. How to read this pasuk? Lo yisoichel kol nevela gerash b'sherech the tenav achaloi macher on the nachri. Ain't liyelu the ger benesin the levik chavim mechira. When you read the pasuk at first glance, it sounds like if you want, you could give it as a gift to a ger toishav, or if you want, you could sell it to a oivet keichavim. B'mechira leger minayin. How do you know if you want to sell it to a ger that you have a right to? Maybe you can't sell it to a ger even if you wanted to. Maybe you have to take this pasuk literally. Either give it as a gift to the ger toshav or sell it to the guy. How do you know that if you want to sell it to the ger, you're allowed to? Talmud Loimar says the braisa titnena oi. Machar. The way you read the pasuk is, again, if you see the pasuk inside, on the side of your Gemara, so leisoich l'kol nevela, you're not allowed to eat the nevela. What should you do with it? Lager asher b'sharecha titneno ve'achala, meaning, if you want, give it as a gift to the ger toishav, or sell to the nachri. But says the Gemara, if you want, you could put a little comma, or a little period after, oy machar. So the way the pasuk would read is, lager asher b'sharecha titneno ve'achala, oy machar. Give it to the ger or sell it to the ger. Now, push it again. Oy macher is going on the next word. Oy macher lenachri. But says the Gemara, if you want, you can read it backwards also. La ger asher b'sharecho titnena. Oy macher. Meaning you can either give it to the ger or you could sell it to the ger. So says the Gemara that you have a right to not just give it, but if you want something in return, you can tell. Lo yivikachavim b'nesidim. I had it in the reverse. How do you know that if instead of selling it to the ger, you want to give it to him, that that's something you're allowed to do? The same diak. Talmud loymar. Titnena ve'ochala oy macher lenachri. Again, how do you read the pasuk? Titnena v'achala, oy macher l'nachri. Pasha titnena v'achala is going on the ger. Oy macher is going on the nachri. But we could slice and dice the pasuk how we want, says the Braisa. And say titnena v'achala, option A, oy macher, option 2, l'nachri. Nimtza ato oymer, says the Braisa, echad ger, ve'echad oyvi kechavim bein minasid bein mechir divi ramir. That even though the pasuk presented it as you can gift it to the ger toishav, or you could sell it to the oyvet avoy, the zara, the pagans, loved afka that way. If you want to sell it to the ger toishav, you could. If you want to gift to the pagan, you could. You have any. You could do whatever you want. Divrei Rami. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvarim kichsavam. Lager binesina uloive kechavim bimechira. No, it's Dvarim kichsavam. If you want to give it to the ger toishav, you can't sell it to him. You have to give it to him. If you want to give it to the pagan, you have to sell it to him. You can't gift it to him. Shapar kavar Rav Meir. But the Gemara says, the Chur Rav Meir was coming from a drasha. I mean, it was really based on putting commas in a pasuk. But the Gemara thinks it's so compelling, Rav Meir's argument, that the Gemara asks it as a kasha to Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, amalach, iso gedaitach, ki the Gemara, Rav Meir, if Rav Meir was right, that if you want, you can even sell it to the Ger Toshav, or if you want, you can give it as a gift to the pagan, lichtev rachmana titnel v'achala umachar. Oy, lamali, the word oy is getting in the way. From the fact that there's an oy is mechalek. Oy says, no, we're talking about two distinct options of getting rid of this to two distinct groups of people. If you want titnena, that's to the ger, or if you want machar, and that's to the nachri. But the fact that the Torah wrote the word oy in between titnena and machar teaches me that you can't combine. You can't be mechaber titnena to machar. Thus, you can't sell it to the ger toshav, and you can't gift it to the oved avodah zarah. V'Rav Meir, why doesn't Rav Meir agree that the word oy is being mechalik? Zokta Gemara, hu le'akdumei nesina de ger the mechir devik echavan. The reason the Torah wrote the word oy is not to disallow you to combine the word titnena and the word machar, but rather it's just to tell you that there's a precedence over here, that option A is to gift it to the ger toshav, option B is to deal with the pagan. But it's not two options, you can pick and choose whichever one you want. The Torah wrote the word oy to on some level distinguish between the two, to show that one is l'katchila and the other one is b'di'evid. Rav Yehuda, however, held that the word oy is not coming to tell me one's l'katchila, one's b'di'evid, because Rav Yehuda held that I anyways know one is l'katchila, one is b'di'evid. Kivi the ger at the metzuvah l'achyoisai, because the ger toshav, the Torah says v'chayochicho imach, the Torah says that you should take care of the ger toshav. Whereas k'nani iat the metzuvah l'achyoisai, when it comes to an oved avodah zarah, there's an idea of l'sachayi kol neshama. There's an idea of ein mailin. So there are halachas that say that you're not obligated to look out for the oved avodah zarah. You are obligated to look out to the ger toshav. So if the ger toshav wants it and the oved avodah zarah wants it, it's obvious that it's more like a tchila to deal with the ger toshav. I don't need oy be makdim lahakdim leitzarach kro. If lahakdim leitzarach kro, what is the oy telling me? It's being mechalik. It's being mechalik between the pasuk that says give it to the ger toshav and the idea of selling it to the nachri. What's the bottom line? Why did we bring this whole braisa? The bottom line, what you see from here, is machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. If somebody has an avela, are you allowed to give it as a gift to the oved avodah zarah? You're not allowed to give it as a gift. The Torah says you can gift it to the ger toshav. But again, the ger toshav, even though he's not a yid, being that he keeps the shevet mitzvahs b'nei noyach, mesechtes avodah zarah doesn't apply to him, because one of the shevet mitzvahs b'nei noyach is avodah zarah. So to the extent that he's not an oved avodah zarah, it's pasha you're allowed to give him a gift. The shaila is, if you wanted to sell it to the ger toshav, which is not our sugya, or you want to gift it to the oved avodah zarah, which is our sugya, is that something you can do? Is that something you cannot do? Rav Meir says you can't. Echad ger ve'echad oved koychavim bein binasida bein mechir. You have a right to gift it to the oved avodah zarah. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot. Dvarim kichsavim leger binasina le'oved koychavim mechira. In other words, we have a machlokes whether you're allowed to give a gift to an oved avodah zarah. That's what the Gemara means when it says loisachanim. Three isurim. One of the three isurim is don't give a matnas chinam. The whether or not that's in fact true, and whether or not you can in fact not give a matnas chinam to an oved avodah zarah is really b'machlokes shnuya. It's a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Just one interesting thing, it's also this week's parsha. So this pasuk that we've been darshaning is discussing an avela. So if somebody has an avela, what do you do with it? The Torah says either lager asher b'sherecha titnena, either give it as a gift to the ger toshav, or sell it to the nachri, sell it to the oved avodah zarah. What if you want to do it in the reverse? So that's already machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. There's another pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, that talks not about nevela, but it talks about treifa. The pasuk says, "Va'anshei kodesh tiyunli, ubasar basada treifa loisaychela." You're not allowed to eat a treifa. So treifa is an animal that was trampled, and you're not allowed to eat the treifa. What should you do with the treifa? Lakelev tashlicha noisay. You should give it to a kelev. So by nevela, either give it to the ger toshav or give it to the nachri. What about a treifa? Lakelev tashlicha noisay. Zok Rashi. Lakelev tashlicha noisay. Af hagoy kekelev. L'chura doesn't mean daf go kelev, but if you wanted to give it to a guy, you'd have a right to do that as well. Oyeina yelo kelev kemashmoy. Or maybe when it says kelev, it means daf go kelev. Nevela that you can give to a guy. or maybe only sell it to a guy. But when it comes to treifa, maybe it has to be dafka to the kelev. Talmud loyim rabin avela oy machar lenachri kal v'chaymer letreifa shemuteres v'chol anoy. It says Rashi kal v'chaymer. Madoch, you can give the avela to a guy. Certainly, you can give the treifa to a guy. What's the kal v'chaymer? Because nevela has tumas nevela. So when you learn the sugis of tuma, nevela is matama. It's not like a mace or a sheretz, but given certain criteria, a nevela is matama. A treifa has no tuma. So an animal that's a treifa is not tuma. An animal that's nevela is tuma. So madach, the nevela you can give to the guy. Tainas Rashi, kal v'chaymer, the treifa, you should be able to give to the guy as well. Frank Rashi, im kei matam olei melekelev. So if you're allowed to give the treifa to the guy, just like you can give the nevela, or at least sell the nevela to a guy. So why the pasuk over here emphasize the kelev? L'matcha sh'akelev mechubed min agoy. Sh'ha nevela l'goy v'atreifa l'kelev. V'lomadcha, to teach me something else. Sh'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu makapeach schar kol bariyot. Teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not makapeach schar. If somebody deserves reward for something, even if it's very subtle, Hashem rewards him. Shenem alachol b'nei Yisrael yechretz kelev l'shoyne. We all know this Rashi. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu tnu lo yischaru. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the dogs didn't bark. The dogs had respect. They had covet for Klal Yisrael. As a result, l'chol b'nei Yisrael yechretz kelev l'shoyne says, Hashem, we have to reward them. How are we going to reward them? The reward is going to be tnu lo yischaru, give them the treif. So you don't have to give a dafka to the kelev. Why did the Torah say like kelev tashlis? I said, this is the reason. So it gets confusing sometimes because you know the nevela, the Torah says like gerashim b'sharecha titnena and machar lenachri, and then by the treif it's like kelev tashlis. Am I supposed to give it to the ger toishav, to the nachri, to the kelev? So Rashi works it out for us over here. It's lav dafka the kelev, av hagoy ki kelev. Either way, the guy is like a kelev. You can give it to him as well. The Torah just pointed out the kelev to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeach schar kol beri. The Das Kein and Bali Toisvis on this pasuk says something unbelievable. He says, you know why you give the treifa to the caliph? How does an animal become a treifa? Ubasar basode treifa loisachela. You had an animal. You had a lamb. You had a shepsala. You had an animal. And a wolf came and he trampled it. And now it became a treifa. That's the classic example of how an animal becomes a treifa. Once upon a time, every shepherd had a dog. And the job of the dog was to protect the herd. That was his job. If right now this animal was trampled, it became a treifa, it means that the kelev didn't do its job. Says the Torah, now is the time to be makatoif to the kelev. For all the times that it did do its job, now's the time to go ahead and reward it. La kelev tashlich anaisai. Which, if you think about it, is mind-boggling. Because we live in a world where it's all about what have you done for me lately. So you would think that now's the time to reward the dog. Just the opposite. The dog fell asleep at the wheel. He completely dropped the ball. As a result, you now have this animal that's a treifa. Now's the time to go after the kelev. Now's the time to punish him. Now's the time to do something to him. So to tell you, it's just the opposite. A person has to be makir toif. And even to a person that maybe slipped up and maybe did something that wasn't perfect, fakir. Now's the time the Torah is teaching you the lesson of hakaras hatoiv. It's not about what have you done for me lately. B'noyik shiva olam, now you'd be kafri toiv. Now you'd have tainas on the kelev. Now you'd start yelling at the dog. You'd fire him. That's probably what you would do. But Dr. Torah knows, just the opposite. You have to remember now all the good things, all the hatava, everything that the dog did for you in the best of times, because limad chatoiv derech eretz, this is dafka the time for you to go ahead and be a makir toiv. Either way, we have some classic gemaras to learn. So we have the halacha of ein moichin lehem b'mechub l'karka. What's the makar? It says loisachanim loisitin lehem chania b'karka. Another halacha that we learned out from loisachanim is you can't give a matnas chinam, which we saw is a machlekes. It's not a machlekes. It's a Rav Yehuda. The third halacha, or it was really the second halacha in the Seder, the Braisa, was loisitin lehem chen. What is loisitin lehem chen? Rashi said shelo yomar, a person shouldn't say kama oivid koychavim ze no zok digemara misayeya leilu rav. This halacha of loisitin lehem chen supports something Rav said. Amar Rav asal adam sheyomar. It's also for a person to say kama no oivedes koychavim zu. So if a person sees an oivedes kachamim, that's a woman, that's an oivid avodah zara, he's not allowed to comment and and he's not allowed to say Kamo Noe Oyvedes Kechavim Zu. Freak the Gemara Meisve. Is that true? Meisve Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel. Gabi Meilu Baharabayis. He was once standing on the Harabayis. Vira Oyvedes Kechavim Achas, and he saw a woman. She was an Oyved Avodah Zarah, and she was not Biyos. She was very beautiful. Omar and Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, the Nasi, commented Morabu Masach Hashem. The Av Rabbi Akiva says there was a similar story to Rabbi Akiva. Ra, he once met Eishes Turnus Ruvas Haras. He met the wife of Turnus Ruvas Harasha. And when he saw a rock, he spit. Sochak, he laughed. Ubacha, and he cried. Says the Gemara, rock, he spit. Shahisa Bamiti Pasrucha. Because he recognized that despite her beauty, she came from a tipas rucha. Sochak, he laughed because he saw Baruch HaKodesh, Tassida de Megaira, that she would be a Megaira one day, Benosavla, and he was going to marry her. Bacha, he cried, the high shofar Bala Afra, that someone so beautiful one day would have to be buried. But what do you see from here? You see that Rav Shimon Gamliel sees this Oyvedes Kechavim, she's not B'yoyser, and what did he say? Morabu Masach Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, the same thing. Rabbi Akiva saw Turnusruva Sarasha, and he laughed, and he cried. He laughed because he saw that he was going to marry her one day. He cried because of Haishtrufa the Balabara. Aisha's Turnusrufus at that point was an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Asidah Lizkayer, but right now she was still in a Yehudis. So right now she's not Jewish. Luchura, he was being over. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was, and Rabbi Akiva was on this pasuk loisachanim, from where we learn loisitein lohem chen zokte gemara. So how do you understand? For Rav, Rav who said asul adam shiyema kama no ivedes kechavim zu, he's going to tell you that this was different because over here oiduye hu de kamoida. There's a distinction. There's a difference. There's a chiluk between praising Oyved Kechavim versus praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the Oyved Kechavim. So if the person is merely praising the Shvach of this Oyved Kechavim, that's a problem. But if a person is going to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acknowledge where this beauty comes from, that's a different story. In fact, says the Gemara, the Amar Mar, that we learned, Haraya Briyos Toivos. If somebody sees Briyos Toivos Omer, he should make a bracha. The bracha he should make is Shekacha Barabai Lamai. He should make a bracha Shekacha Barabai Lamai. It's one of the Birchas Harios that I mentioned in the last parak of Masechtas Brachas. We'll see you soon. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Erechayim Simen Reish Chafei. But the bottom line is, there is an idea of making a bracha. How do you reconcile that with the Isser of Leisitein Lohem Chein? Because Leisitein Lohem Chein is just a comment. Kamo Evit Kechavim Zeh, no, that you're not allowed to do. But if you're focusing your shvach, your haidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're making a bracha, bara shakacha bara, marabu masech Hashem, like Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that already is something that would be considered okay. Fake the Gemara meisve, but the Gemara says, I have a big problem with this meisa, with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and with the meisa with Rabbi Akiva as well. Again, Rav Shimon Gamliel was on the Harabayas, no less. He sees an oyvedes kechavim who was not b'yoyser, and he commented. He said, marabu masech Hashem, and you have the same idea with Rabbi Akiva. Zok the Gemara, was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allowed to look at this woman so that he would see and recognize his beauty to the point where he'd be able to make this bracha? It says, we learn from here, a person should not look at a ishana, at a beautiful woman, even if she's not married. Now, if the woman's an eishas ish, even if she's not beautiful, he's not allowed to look at her. Additionally, a person shouldn't even look at clothing of a woman. A person shouldn't look at a chamar, a male donkey, the chamayra, a female donkey, where they're engaging in tashmish. And even if this person in question is maloye nayim like the malach hamavis, even then you shouldn't look. So what does that mean? You're maloye nayim kamalach hamavis. So take a look at the rishonim. They say different pshatim. One pshat is, even if a person has a hard time watching or controlling his eyes, he has wandering eyes, it doesn't matter, even a person like that, this is a halacha, he has to be careful, says the Gemara. By the way, as an aside, the Malach HaMavis has a lot of eyes. When a person is sick and he's lying on his deathbed, the Malach HaMavis hovers over the head of the chayla, the charbi shufa biyade, he draws his sword, he puts a little bit of poison on the tip of the sword. The chayla has some ability to see the Malach HaMavis, and as soon as the Chayla sees the Malach HaMavis, Mizdazeya, he starts to shake, he gets really scared. Upeiseach Piv, it causes him to open his mouth. Vizarch Lotech Piv, and it's at that moment that the Malach HaMavis takes the Mara and throws it into the mouth of the Chayla. Mimenu Mace, that's what causes the person to die. Mimenu Masriach, that's what causes the body to decompose. Mimenu Panov Mayrikos, that causes the face or the color of the body to change. But why do we bring all this in? It's not to talk about the Malach HaMavis, that's Meloy Einayim. It's because you have a halacha over here. We have a halacha that says, Lo yistakel adam b'ishana, v'afilu pnuya, b'eishas ish, v'afilu michuaris. How did Rav Shimon Gamliel look at this woman? How's it possible? He looks at this woman and how he makes a bracha. L'churi wasn't allowed to look. And for the Gemara, Karen Zavis Havai, he wasn't really looking. What happened was, he was turning a corner. This woman was turning a corner, and they just somehow happened to see each other. And as a result, he saw her, and that's when he commented, "Mor Rabu Masech Hashem." You probably have to say something similar regarding Rabbi Akiva as well, but the bottom line is that it just happened to happen. But Enochinami, he wasn't looking, because that's Aser, that's the Mefurish HaBraisa. It's learned that from a Pasuk. V'nishmartem yikol davara, shlo yistakel odam bi'isha na, v'afilu pnuya, so the Gemara is going to come back to discuss different elements of this braisa. But before the Gemara does that, just two ha'aras. Number one, the Gemara said, Haraya Briyais Toivos. If somebody sees something beautiful, something extraordinarily beautiful, there's a bracha you're supposed to make. You're supposed to say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shekocha Bara Be'olamai. There's a Baruch Chas Hashlach. So just like there's an idea of Oysam Maisa Bereshish, Shekocha Yigvurasim Aliyolam, there's a Baruch Chas Hashlach that a person's supposed to say when he sees something extraordinarily beautiful. Now, I've never seen anyone make the bracha. The reason is because in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, we don't make the bracha of Zman Hazeh. The Makar is Erechayim Simin Reish Chafei. It's Sifkat on Yud. It says the Mechaber, Haroya Ilonais Toivois. If somebody sees a beautiful tree, or Ubriyais Na'ois, a beautiful person, Afilu Oived Koichave, even if it's an Eni Yehudi, an Oived Zara, Oy Behema, or an animal, Oymer Baruch Ato Hashem, Eloikeinu Melech Ha'olam, the first time you see this person or thing, you make the bracha, but afterwards, you don't make the bracha again. Says the Mishnah Berurah two things. Number one, this that the Shulchan Aruch says you make the bracha on briyos na'os bein zachar bein akevis. It doesn't matter if it's a zachar or a akeva. I guess the chiddush, the reason Mishnah Berurah felt it's an aser to speak out, because you'd think maybe for a woman it would be inappropriate, stating that you do, and the makar of course is our Gemara, because our Gemara, you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Marabu Masech Hashem, I, why siten lohem chen from lois zachar, and the teretz is, I do ye hu de kamayde. He was saying the bracha. He was saying on a woman, not a man. So you see clearly that you can make the bracha even for a woman. That's number one. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'achshav le'nagu klal levarich brachazu." Today, you don't make the bracha anymore. The minig is not to make it, and the makar to that is the chayyadam. He says, "Ayin shom taimos." So the Mishnah Berurah tells you, take a look at the chayyadam. He's going to give you a reason, but the Mishnah Berurah himself in Shari Tzion gives a reason. He says, "Vali nira." I think the reason is mishum tekavanas hagemara dafka kishem nois biyoisa. The only time you make the bracha is if it's extraordinarily beautiful. Umi yuchal ledaktek baza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not sure you're going to sit now, you know what's considered Nabi Yoser, what's not considered Nabi Yoser. I'm not comfortable. Thus, it's a Safik Brachos. Safik Brachos, the Hakel. It's for that reason you don't make the Bracha. But otherwise, if you were confident and you knew for sure that this was something Nabi Yoser, maybe you could make the Bracha. But the bottom line is the Achshav Leinagu Klal Levarich Brachos. That's the first order. The second order is that you have a Brice here that talks about Le Yishakil Adam Bi Ishana. So this is above my pay grade, but just a little bit of what I saw in the poskim as it relates to this halacha. What's the definition of mistakla? So when you say a person is not allowed to be mistakla, what does mistakla mean? It means you can't look, it means you can't steer, it means you can't indulge. I mean, what's the definition of the word histakla? I saw the Shar Metzion and Balacha over here on this Gemara. He was, of course, a tremendous Pesach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun. And also, in his Pirush on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simen Kufnun Beis, it's in Chelek Dalet, he has an Arichos. And he says, at first glance, if you take a look at the Pesach, the definition of histaklus means not merely to look. It definitely would seem to mean a little bit more than that. and he quotes two Magen Avrams as a Makar. The first one is in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. It's in Simin Kuf Chof Ches. So we know that Halacha is that Peshasha Kehanim Mevarchim Ha'om Lo Yabitu V'lo Yasichu Daitam. So there's a Halacha that when the Kehanim go up to Duchim, so you put your hand under the talus, you're not supposed to look. It's based on a Gemara, Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, that it can cause a person to, it can impact his eyesight maybe, it's Chamira Sakanta Meisur, but the bottom line is, it's Halacha, Pesukim Shulchan Aruch, everyone knows the Halacha, it's in Hilchas Nesias Ha'ayim, Oyer Chaim Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Sif Katon Chof Gimel, that a person is not supposed to look. What's the Halacha? What's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? V'lo yistaklu bahem. Says the Magen Avraham, I am Simen Reish Chof Tes, the mashma, the Lashon lehistakel, mashma davka lehistakel harbe asar. Avoriya ba'al maloy mitzra. That the definition of histakel means lehistakel harbe. Avoriya ba'al maloy mitzra. Magen Avraham says it again in Simen Reish Chof Hei, that's this Simen right here, regarding this halacha. But interestingly, he's not talking about his stakless and an ashesish or a pnuya, he's actually talking about something else. Because the mechaber, when it said this halacha, that if somebody sees something really beautiful, he should make the bracha, shakacha baru loy lamay. So the lashon of the mechaber was, haraya ilanois toivois, ubriois nois, afilu oivet koichavim oi behema. Freak the Magen Avraham akasha. Oivet koichavim, vahadam rinan asa listaklu betzalim. The Musa Adam Rashi, now let's look at a oivet koichavim. So if you now let look at a oivet koichavim, it's a gemar megillah chavches amir aleph, then how could you even look at it? The whole story doesn't start. Says the Magen Avraham, Pasha, you'll say, Hachamayri Sheroyeo. You didn't go out of your way till you punked saw him. So you saw this Oivet Kechavim, and now the halach is you make the bracha. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha, you're not allowed to look? It happened. Karen Tov is like the Gemara says. But Enochanami, really? Really, you're not supposed to look? Says the Magen Avraham. However, Umikomakim Nira, the truth is, the Davka Listakel Babi Yosef, that when the Gemara says, also Listakel, Betzelem Dmus Adam Rasha, it means Listakel Babi Yosef, U Lehisboinen Betzalmoy Udmusoy. That's what's awesome. Avoriya ba'alma mutar. But Ariya ba'alma, that in and of itself is going to be mutar. Another maramachim is the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos daf chav dalet amud aleph that a person is not allowed to be mistakel be'etzba ketana shalisha. In fact, the Gemara says if somebody looks be'etzba ketana shalisha, it's ki'ilu mistakel be'mokam ha'tarif. Lashon Gemara. Kol ha'mistakel be'etzba ketana shalisha, ki'ilu mistakel be'mokam ha'tarif. If you take a look at Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagos on that Gemara, loy melacha kol ha'mistakel, one line, ma'ayin be'hashkocha u'bekavana. That's the definition of histakel. So at first glance, it sounds like the definition of the word histaklus means to be ayin be'yoser. The Shor B'tzon HaBalach himself brings what at first glance would seem to be a beautiful raya. He brings a raya from a Rashi in Parashas Chukah, so I'm not going to go into the context. But the bottom line is, the Bamidbar Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Ches and Tes, if you want to look it up inside, it's talking over there, after the Yidden complained, and the Nechashim came, and they bit them. So Hashem tells Moshe, "Asei lecha sarof v'sim oisay al hanes v'haya kol anoshuch v'ra oisay v'cha." So pasuk ches says v'ra oisay. Pasuk tes talks about v'hibit el nechash anechoshes. Rashi makes the deal. One pasuk says that whoever was bitten was v'ra. You all you had to do was look. The other pasuk says v'hibit. Says Rashi that there were two groups of people. Again, without getting into Rashi, but what's the difference between v'ra and v'hibit? Ra is a glance. Ria ba'alma. Hit mabit is bikavon, according to Yerushalmi Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So you have the word ri'iyah, Lashon Kodesh. You have the word habata, that's also a word that you find in Lashon Kodesh. What's the difference between ri'iyah and habata? Ri'iyah means like a cursory glance. Habata means, Rashi's Lashon is mabit by bikavon. Says the Shor B'tzon HaBalacha. Take a look at the Targum. Targum Unkelus on the word V'ra'oi, so it translates the word Re'iyah into Aramaic. So how does it translate into Aramaic? V'yechse yose. Then Targum translates the word V'hibit. What's V'hibit in Aramaic? U'mistakel l'chivya. So it's clear. He says, you see, histaklus means habata. What's the definition of habata? It's a Yerushalmi. Mabit by bekavana. So the bottom line is, we have the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Chof Ches with regards to the Isser histaklus for the Kehanim while the Duchanim. You have the Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Chof Hei regarding the Isser lehistakel b'dmus u'b'tselem shal Adam Rasha. You have Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Zagoyis Yaivitz Brachas Avchavdalim and Aleph, who's talking about the iser to be mistakel be'etzpektana shalisha, it's ke'ilu mistakel be'mokum torfa. And then you have this dik, this beautiful dik, and the Targum Unkelis based on Rashi and Parashas Chukas from Shlomo Zalman Brun, stating that, the chidot haynes, that if this is going to be true when it comes to the iser hestaklus benoshim as well, regarding this halacha, says that I don't understand our Gemara. The Gemara had a problem with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was... It was on the Harabayas, and he saw an Isha Noah, and he commented, Morabu Masach Hashem, and the Gemara jumps on it. The Gemara says, how's that possible? Meisvech, the Lechfregen HaKasho, Vinishmat, we called over Rosh Leistakel, Eisha Seh, Shvafil Pnuy, etc., etc. What's the Kasho? If the whole Isser Histaklus is merely to look, Bekavona, the chule, the way the Magen Avraham brings it, if that's the case, then what was the kasha? Maybe he just looked. It wasn't behistaklus. It was a Riya Ba'alma. And if it was a Riya Ba'alma, what would have been the problem? So Pashit, you would think maybe that was the Gemara's teretz of Karen Zav Hashayini, but the Chida doesn't want to say that. Says the Chida, it's mashma, not that way, and it's mashma from here that when it comes to histaklus benoshim, it's different. Take a look at the Bir Halacha, the last Bir Halacha in Simin, Reish Chafei, the Bir Halacha paskins that way as well. So again, he brings... On the one hand, you have the Magen Avrams and all these different diyukim, like I said, above my pay grade, just presenting a little bit of the sugya, a little bit of the shayla. Now, another issue is, as it relates to this whole idea of leisitein lahem chein. So, you're not allowed to comment about some talent or some beauty, some yoifi of an oivet avodah zarah. So what does that mean? That means that if you're making a bracha, b'shem malchus, or maybe without shem, Mishnah Berurah says, by the way, that today, if you feel an urge to make the bracha, make it without shem malchus. He allows you to do that. So if you're addressing it towards Hashem, you say, marabu masech Hashem, memelo. But if it's not being addressed towards Hashem, so that's it. Maybe it's totally in the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos and the Noida B'Yehuda, etc. Whether today we view people as being oivet avodah zarah, we don't view people as being Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Again, the Isser is Oivdei Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about non-Jews. We're talking clearly about Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So if, again, this is above our pay grade, but just a little bit of halacha. Zok de Gemara Vayter. So we brought a brisa over here. The Iker of the brisa was to ask Akash again. You have to follow the paper trail. We started with a Mishnah. What's the Makar? It says, Lo Sechanik. By the way, there's two other halachas we learned out from Lo Sechanik. One of them is Lo Siten Lem Chein. How could Rav Shimon Gamliel have said, Kama, no, Ivedes Kechevim Zu, Marabu Masach Hashem? The teretz is Oiduye Huda Kamoidi. But the Gemara had another problem. How could he have even looked? There's a brisa that says, Lo Yistakalad of Isha No, Vafilu Pinuya, Teisha Seish, Vafilu Mechoer. So the Gemara answered that it was Karen's office, but Agav Urchi, that brisa, got involved in other halachas. So the Gemara is discussing some of those other halachas. When the brisa says that you're not even allowed to look at clothing of a woman, it means, even if she's not wearing them, even if the clothing are, they're hanging, even that, you're not allowed to look at a woman's clothing. It's only true if you know the owner of the clothing. So you're allowed to look at woman's clothing. If you know the woman who owns the clothing, that's when it's us. Amar Rava Dekanami, Diktani V'loi B'Big Dei Tseva Isha. V'loi Diktani B'Big Dei Tsevoi Nim. What's this emphasis? V'loi B'Big Dei Tseva Shal Isha. Shal Isha seems to suggest... It seems to suggest that you know the Isha, Shmam, you know, only then it's us. I'm Rav Chizda. This is only true if it's old clothing. But let's say new clothing, even if you know the owner of the clothing, you have nothing to do. So a woman buys something new, she's never worn it before, then you're allowed to look at it. Because if that's not the case, how does how can you be a tailor? So a woman's going to buy clothing, she's going to come to your store, she's going to give it to you to fix or whatever. How are you even allowed to look at the clothing? You know the woman, and now the teretz is, it's new clothing, she never wore it. Being that she never wore it, doesn't answer how you can be a cleaner. But the point is, that's the Gemara. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, if you're going to tell me that theoretically, hypothetically, a person shouldn't be able to be a tailor because of this, I'll ask you a better kash. Amar Rav Yehuda said, if a person has a farm and he has animals, and he's trying to get the animals to mate, you could actually go get involved and kimchol v'shvayferes, get the animals to mate. I hoka mistakel. And the same Bryce has said, you're not going to look at a chamayra and a chamayra and a chazer and a chazira. But even an oifois bezmain shenis gokin zalaze. How are you allowed to do that? The teretz is ba'avidat they tarid. Same way a person can be a doctor, like the Shach says in Yeruday, and Hilchas Nidah Siman Kuf Tzadikeh. The Torah says, because you're doing it professionally, being that you're doing it professionally, it's a hachanami, b'avodat ha'tarit. So you could be a tailor, you could be a doctor, you could be a cleaner and a tailor. The bottom line is that these things are not aser. Amar mar, mimeno me. So the Bryce had mentioned, b'derech agav, that the Malach HaMoves is meloye nayim. And it's when the mates, the chayla, sees the enayim and the charba shlufay that has a little bit of poison on it, that's somehow what sets the chain of events in motion that ultimately causes a person to die. Zok de gemara, pliga da avu d'shmul. Doesn't work with something avu d'shmul once said. Amr avu d'shmul, amr li malach hamavis. I heard from the malach hamavis. Iloi d'chayshina liyikar de briyasa. If it were not for the fact that I had a little bit of covered abriyos, have a piranha based ashchita kibehema. When I kill a person, I would rip his simonim the same way we shecht animals. What does the Malach HaMoves do instead? He does have Kavod HaBrios. So what he does is he goes inside and he shechts the Beis Simonim, but internally. So it's not external. You don't see it from the outside. That's Kavod HaBrios. But he does it internally. So what do you see from here? That how does the person die? He dies the same way an animal dies. It's Shechitas Beis Simonim. It's not with this Mara that's on the tip of the sword. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Says the Gemara, Duma, he tipa mechatchu v'simonim. No, it could be they're both true. What causes the simonim to sever? It's the tipa. Mimeno masriach, the Braisa said, that the mara that goes from the sword of the Malach HaMoves into the person's body, that's what causes the body to decompose. If a person is lying or he's with somebody who's on his deathbed, he wants that the person's body shouldn't decompose, there's an eitzah. Yavchenu apana, flip it around. Because the only time the body is going to decompose is if the mara of the Malach HaMoves enters the person's body. How does it matter? Derech piv, the Braisa said, it goes through its mouth. So if he doesn't have access to the mouth, that's somehow a way to get that this all shouldn't happen. One more Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Vinishmart, a lot more Gemara, but one more Gemara before we speak out more rate. Vinishmart, we called Avara. We learn from there, Shlo Yaharer Adam B'Yoyim. So we mentioned this pasuk as the Makar. Shlo Yistakel Adam B'Isha Na, Vafilo Pnuya, Be'isha Sish, Vafilo Michoeres. Says the Braisa, similar idea, but in different words. Shlo Yaharer Adam B'Yoyim. A person shouldn't think about Arayos during the day, lest he come v'yavay l'idei tumah b'alayla. Because if he does, then he may come to the iser of Zerah L'Vatol at night. Thus, shlo yahar adam b'yoyim v'yavay l'idei tumah b'alayla. And it's not from a pasuk. V'nishmartam mikol davara. Says Taisvis, tap Taisvis, haikra drasha gemurahi. This pasuk of nishmartam mikol davara is a drasha gemurah. V'lo yasmachta. It's not an asmachta ba'alma, and he has a raya from ksubistach membava menav. So Taisvis says, from this gemara, you can really go two ways. You can say it's a real dinday raisa, or it's just an asmachta ba'alma. Says Taisvis, I have a raya, not from this gemara, but from ksubistach. That it's a drasha gemur, but Freit Toisvis the Hiksha Rabbi Chanan, he was one of the Bali Toisvis. I have a problem because the Gemara says in Chulin Lamed Zayin Amid Beis that Yecheskel Hanavi, the Navi Yecheskel, said about himself, "V'nafshi loy metuma." What did he mean to say? The Gemara darshens Shloi Hirharti Bayoyim Ubasig Leidei Tuma Balayil. Yecheskel said that he was so nizer, he was so careful by Yani Arayas, that he never thought about a woman during the day, which therefore never resulted in him having Tuma Balayla. Now the Gemara is presenting it as if this was some tremendous madrega of Yecheskel HaNavi. Sefrei Rabbi Chanan, one of the Bali Teisvis, that I don't understand. If you're telling me that it's a Gemara, Midishmar, to be called Avar Oshlei Harad Ando Yom Yavadei Tuma Balayla, and in Ksubas Mevavah Men Alvitz Mavur, it's Garadin Dai Raisa, so what's this big Shvach of Yecheskel? You have to do it. So there's a Shvach that Yecheskel kept one of the Tariq Mitzvahs? He had to do it. It wasn't optional. If it's a madrega, okay, it's a madrega, memela. But it's not a madrega, it's a halacha, and it's a din d'oraisa, no less. So what's the godless of Yecheskel HaNavi that he was careful? And Tosfos says something unbelievable. He says something, Amali Mikra Amra, you can never say. V'aymeri, the mikol makom revusi. It's still a chiddush. V'masha yomatzal latzmei mehir, masha enkein b'shar adam, de'enoi nitzel mehem b'chol yoy. They're both true. You have to do it. It's an obligation. If you don't, if you violate it, you're even Issa Deiraisa. But at the same time, the reality is it's a very difficult thing to be careful in. And as a result, Yecheskel HaNavi was right for being Mishabeach himself, that V'nafshi loy metumah shalei hirharti b'ayoyim u'basi lidei tumah b'alayla. Teis quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufsa Mechtal and Medveis, that shloisha dvarim, there are three things that a person is not nitzvah chayoyim, and one of them is hiraveir. Bottom line is, you see that it, even though it's aser, it's true, but at the same time, it's very difficult. Therefore, it was a shvach that Yecheskel was never roi with this Nisadei Raisa, in contrast to other people, that even though it is a Nisadei Raisa, but the reality is they are over in Iser De'oi Raisa. It's interesting, in the Gemara it's before, that the reason a person is not allowed to be Maharer, Binyanei Arayis, is Shelo Yovei Lidei Tumah Balayla. As if to say, if there was for sure no chashash, no concern of Tumah Balayla, then maybe there wouldn't be a problem. The Chidah in Birkei Yosef, it's in Simon Shin Lamed Hei Yeridei, if you want to look it up inside. But the Chidah, I think it's Oisei, but the Chidah in Birkei Yosef says that if that's the case, Tosfos says in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, that the Isser Hashchos HaZer Levatola is only, it's Miuchad for men. Women don't have the Isser Zer Levatola. So he says, if that's the case, there'd be no Isser for a woman to be Maharer Binyani Arayis. Because the whole Isser is the Yovel Yidei Tumah Balayla. So somebody that has the Isser Tumah Balayla, meaning it's not an Isser Be'etzem. It's all like a Harchaka. Don't do this, because if you do this, you're going to end up doing that. So somebody that has that, he has to be worried. But someone that doesn't have that, she doesn't have to be worried. So a woman, Taisus was Mechadish, doesn't have the Isra Hashchas HaZer Levatala. Why not? Because Hashchas HaZer Levatala is as if cotton in the mitzvah Saseya Puruvu. So men that have Puruvu, they have Zer Levatala. But a woman that doesn't have Puruvu, she doesn't have Zer Levatala. But the bottom line is, says Taisus, that women don't have Zer Levatala. If that's the case, by extension, says the Chidah, a woman wouldn't have an Isser Hira. We spoke this out once. We spoke this out in Perek HaSoichar Sapoyalim, Haggadah to Gemaras, Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalet Rabban Aleph. So the Gemara over there, and it's Gemara Masechtas Brachas as well, a well-known Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amorah Rabbi Yochanan, used to sit Ashari Tefillah. He used to sit by the base Tefillah. He wanted that when women who were going to the mikvah, they would pass by, they would see him. Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome. Rabbi Yochanan was also, obviously, the Gadol Hador, the great Rabbi Yochanan. So the women would see Rabbi Yochanan. They would think about him when he was, when they were mizdavik with their husbands, and they, that was some skula, it was a good thing that they would end up having good children. Bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan was setting up a situation where women would think about him, the Shas Tashmish no less, but then women would think about him. Freit the Satmirov and Divrei Yoyel, what's going on over here? L'chari, there's an Issa Hirer. And he was Mechiach from that Gemara that you see there's no Issa Hirer by a woman. Issa Hirer is by a man, not by a woman. Why did the Satmirov say this? It was in a tshuva, in Divrei Yoyel. He was talking about Mechitza. So the Satmirov, of course, took a very strong stance when it came to the definition of a kosher Mechitza. It was a big machlokes, Rav Moshe, the Satmirov. But the bottom line is, the Satmirov held that it had to be a real gebifta Mechitza. The problem with the Mechitza is, at the end of the day, even the Satmir Mechitzas are that the men can't see the women, but the women can see the men. So if a woman could see a man, I mean, L'churi, you're solving half the problem. But if the Makar is like the Surah for example, that's a loisase. Women are muzer on all loisases. So how does that work? So the Satmirov was Mechadish. He said that there's an Isser, his staklos, hearer by a man. There's always Isser staklos by a woman. That's why you never have a problem with his mechitzas from the woman. As long as you can accomplish that the men can't see the women, so then you address this Gemara by the Zohar Daf Chaf Amaleh. Then I'm done. There's another side of it. The woman's not a problem. His raya was from Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, Bavitzia Daf Peidalit, but the Chidah brought a raya from this Gemara itself, because the Gemara clearly says, and Tosfos says in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph that Tuma Balayla is an Issa for a Zohar, it's not an Issa for an Akeva. If there's no Ashchas Azera, you don't have to worry about this. Either way, we have a little bit more to learn. So Pinchas Ben Yair said that you see that one thing leads to another. So Pinchas Ben Yair heard this halacha, and this somehow prompted what we know today as Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. Amra Pinchas Ben Yair, Taira Mivila De Zehirus. When a person learns Taira, it leads to Zehirus. Zehirus Mivila De Zrizus. Zrizus Mivila De Nekios. Nekios Mivila De Precious. Precious Mivila De Tahaira. Tahaira Mivila De Kedusha. That's the right Gersa. Kedusha mivili de anova. Adnova mivili de yiraschet. Yiraschet mivili de chasidus. Chasidus mivili de ruach hakoidesh. Ruach hakoidesh mivili de trias hamesim. That a person needs to serve Hashem, And there's different levels and madrigas that a person can achieve as it relates to his avodas Hashem. And Rav Pinchas Ben Yair outlined his madrigas of avodas Hashem. Now, if a person reaches the pinnacle, this matan schar betzida. The matan schar betzida is number one, ruach hakodesh. Number two, he even can come to the point where he could do tchias amesim. Now, what was the highest madrega in this gemara? So the gersois are a little mishubash, but the last one, based on the ikur gersa in the gemara, is chasidus. Says the gemara, the chasidus gedayu mikulan. So you see, chasidus is the greatest madrega. So the highest madrega a person can reach is tzana chuset. That is the shpetz. Shenema oz di barta bechazoin lechasidecha. And you see that who does Hashem reveal himself to? Who gets ruach hakodesh? Who gets nevuah? Oz di barta bechazoin lechasidecha. Chasidim. Upliga the Rabbi Shua Belevi. Rabbi Shua Belevi said it's the... No. Upliga Rabbi Shua Belevi. Rabbi Shua Belevi. Anova gedoy lemikula. Chasidus is not gedoy lemikula, right? But rather, it's the anova that's gedoy lemikula. So he had a different gersa. Shenema ruach Hashem alikim olai yan moshach Hashem moisi lepsar anova. Chasidim lo nemar el anova. Holom adeta. You learn from here. She anova gedoy lemikula. So we have two gersais over here. What is the pinnacle? Is the pinnacle chasidus? Or is the pinnacle anova? So number one, what is the definition of chasidus? What does chasidus mean? So Mesilas Yesharim, when he talks about chasidus, so he says chasidus is to mitzvah saseh what prishus is to mitzvah lois saseh. So what's a parish? Parish, we all understand what that is. K'dayshim tiyu, that's the makar to prishus. That a person doesn't just not do things the Torah says clearly and explicitly he's not allowed to do. But prishus is when a person is kadosh atzmi b'mutarah. So you're not just not going to eat bas in a vela, you don't even eat basar. It's a siyag, it's a harchaka. That's the idea of prishus. But prishus is manifest in lois saseh. Chasidus is when a person is so careful in mitzvah saseh that he even does things that he doesn't necessarily have to do. So again, the chasid is to mitzvah saseh what the parish, what the pirish is to mitzvah lo saseh. That's the definition of chasidus. Regardless, we have over here two gersois. Is chasidus the shpitz or is anova the shpitz? So just one ha'ara regarding chasidus and one ha'ara regarding anova. We know the pasuk. Ulevi yama tumecha ve'urecha leish chasidecha. Tumecha ve'urecha leish chasidecha. So last week we spoke about la'aviv uli'imay la'hiker, right? We spoke about that part of Ulevi yama. But Ulevi yama tumecha ve'urecha leish chasidecha. I was thinking, and I think the Sephorna is saying this, is that the Gemara says in the Sechus Yuma that fayin gimel amid beis. So we're all familiar with the Urim v'tumim. Says the Gemara, not every Kohen qualified to be able to be Shoyal v'Urim v'tumim. The Gemara says, kol Kohen she'inu medabe beruach ha'kodesh, u'shchina shayru olav in Shoyal v'boy. In order for Kohen to have been able to tap into the Urim v'tumim, he had to be a Baal Ruach ha'kodesh. He had to be a Navi. He had to be someone that Shechina was Shoyra Olav. But if Shechina wasn't Shoyra Olav, it wasn't something that he was able to do. Says the pasuk, Ulevi Amar, Tumecha V'Urecha. You're going to have Kayanim. And the Kayanim are going to be Shoyal Nur V'Tumim. But not all the Kayanim. You know which Kayanim? L'ish Chasidecha. Only someone that's a Chassid. Someone that's a Chassid that according to the first Kirsan the Gemara, the first Lashon of the Gemara, he achieved the pinnacle. He hit the climax of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's Madregos, what happens when you achieve Mevil de Ruach HaKodesh? Chasidus Mevil de Ruach HaKodesh. Oh, Chasidus Mevil de Ruach HaKodesh. Then it's Tumecha V'Urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. It's not every Kohen. It's not every Levi. It's not every Kohen. Who is it? It's a Kohen that's about Ruach HaKodesh. How do I know that? It's a Gemara. Yuma Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So Tumecha V'Urecha, who's going to have access to the Urim V'Tumim? It's Le'ish Chasidecha. Someone that's a Chasid. That's Mevil de Ruach HaKodesh. Mevil de Ruach HaKodesh, you're going to get it. As it relates to Anova, Anova Mevil de Ruach HaKodesh. So we're actually quite familiar, if you think about it for a minute, with the flip side of it. What's the flip side of it? The flip side is that someone that's about Gaiva, Hashem says, Ein aniva hu yuchaylum lader b'madarecha. I always say over what I heard from Moshe Maya Lederman once. He said, the wise man, you go to the Kaisel, it's a very humbling experience. It could be the biggest Baal Gaiva in the world. You come to the Kaisel, you're humble. Why? Because ordinarily, what does Hashem say with the Baal Gaiva? We can't be in the same room. So, kaviyochel, Hashem is mesalik teshchina. And that's how it's possible for the Baal Gaiva. Otherwise, the Baal Gaiva wouldn't be able to exist. But by the Kaisel, Hashem swore that the Shechina is never going to be Zos from the Kaisel. Oh, the Shechina is never going to be Zos from the Kaisel. Then what does Hashem have to do? The only option is to knock down the Gaiva from the Baal Gaiva. That's why when you go to the Kaisel, you take a feel a little bit of that. But I was just thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu was like, Kam Navi B'Yisrael Kam Moshe Oid. What else do we know about Moshe? he was also Anami Kol Adam. It could be, it's not a coincidence. Moshe Rabbeinu was Anami Kol Adam because Anav is Mivil de Ruach HaKodesh. Anav brings to Ruach HaKodesh, by the way, is one of the four levels of Nevuah. Kiyadua, as Ramban, Rabbeinu B'chai talk about in different places. Ruach HaKodesh is synonymous with Nevuah. So, Lekam Navi B'Yisrael K'Moshe, it's because the Ish Moshe was Anav Mi'oid. I just thought it's interesting that where does it say the Ish Moshe Anamoid? It's in Parashas Baloyscha. We're in Parashas Baloyscha. It's right by the story of the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke. It's right before the parish of Nevuah's Moshe. And everybody asks, the Ramban, the Archaim HaKadosh, everybody's bothered that the Torah would seemed at first glance to have inappropriately thrown in this part. The pasuk says like this, Vayitadaber Miriam v'Aharon b'Moshe, al oydei so isha akushas asha lokach, ki isha akushas lokach. Vayomru harak ach b'Moshe dibra Hashem, halei gam banu dibra vayishma Hashem, v'al ish Moshe anam mi'oid mikolo adam asha apnei adam. And then you have Hashem reprimands Miriam, and you have the parasha of Nevuas Moshe. Everyone's bothered. Where does the Ish Moshe Anamoid come into this parasha? So I was thinking, it could be Pasha, because this is a parasha of Nevuas Moshe. The Hakdamah to the parasha of Nevuas Moshe, and not just Nevuas Moshe. The fact that Moshe was panim al panim, he was pel peh, he was able to see Nevuah bas baklari amir. What's the Hakdamah to that? The Hakdamah to that is Ish Moshe Anamoid, because Anav is Mivia. If Anav is Mivia, that's the Spitz. But we all know that the Mesilas Yesharim wrote his Sefer, the Ramchal wrote the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim based on these steps of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. That's what it's predicated on. And if you want to have a good understanding of what each one of these madrigas are, you can go through the first few paragraphs of each one of the respective madrigas, but the Sharon explains it. It's literally Masig Midvash. However, the Mesilas Sharon clearly had a different gersa. Because in our Gemara, there are two gersas, what the last madriga person can achieve before he comes to Ruach HaKodesh at Chiyas HaMeisim. And what were they? Either Chasidus or Anava. The last madriga in Mesilas Sharon is Kedusha. It's not Chasidus, and it's not Anava, it's Kedusha. What is Kedusha? So, it's fascinating. The Mesilas Yesharim talks, when he goes through his Madre, we spoke a little bit about Nikias last week, right? The idea that a person has to be careful from doing Averis. Nikias says you shouldn't even have a Taiva to do an Avera. What's the mile of not having a Taiva to do an Avera? You'll never even be Meira Heter. Like this, you'll end up doing less Averis. And he goes through Madregas of Tahira. You're dealing with a parish. He doesn't even do things he's allowed to do. He's so gewaldig. He's at a point where he's so careful when it comes to an aveiros. He doesn't do aveiros. He doesn't even have a taiva to do aveiros. He has nikios, and it's for that reason that he's not even moira heter. He reached precious. Precious means he doesn't even do things that are mutter. He reached the level of Tahira, which is a whole other madrega that we don't have time to talk about. He even has Yiras Chet, he's afraid of it. He's like completely overwhelmed by the severity of an Avera. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, that person is probably still not going to be perfect. Because at the end of the day, he's a Basar V'dam. And because you're a Basar V'dam, it's just difficult. Even after everything. That's the Mesilas Yesharim quoting. He says, it's still going to be kamad impossible. So you know what Hashem does? This is where you hit. This is the end. Adam mekadesh atzmei ma'at. Mekadesh noisei harbis. It's not so ma'at. But Adam mekadesh noisei ma'at. When a person comes to the point where he's working on himself, he's working on all these madregas, he's coming to the point where he's literally right there. Hashem says, now I'm going to take over. And two things happen. Number one, he gets Yata Deshmaya. Hashem helps him. But number two, and this is the punchline, you know what happens? Hashem says that if you got to the point where you're so oiska arbit, you're so oiska reinikt, that the only averis you're doing are averis that you just simply can't not do because of the fact you're a human being, I'm going to make you, Kaddish, that your gashmius, your chumrius, your basav adam will now be Kaddish. It will be Kaddish to the point that the little bit of ra, the little bit of gashmius that you have in your life will be considered as ruchnius itself. And he says, that's the idea of kayhanim oichlim ubailim eschaprim. That's why the stones were finding alayon niach tzadik roshay, because even Yaakov Avinu sleeping and the kayhanim's eating, it was all kedusha. Avois, hein hamerkava, chazal say, they become chariots for Hashem. They're avois, they're boss of Adam. But they become like srofim and oifani hakodesh. They become literally like the chayas hakodesh. That's what they become. Because they reach the level of kedusha. When a person reaches the level, and the Mesilas Yesharim says that's why, when a person reaches the level of Kedusha, he can do Ruach HaKodesh. And what was the last thing the Gemara said you could even do? You can even do Tchias HaMeisim, which at first glance, how could you do Tchias HaMeisim? Right, we all know the Gemara. Shalosh Mafteichos Lo'nimsu B'yad Shlich. Rabbi Yochanan said it. Where's the Gemara? It's Gemara Taimnis Tabezim at Aleph. One of the Mafteichos that Hashem never gave over to a Shliach is the Mafteich of Tchias HaMeisim. Freitos Zakasha Taimnis Tabezim at Aleph. Really? Is that true? No human being ever did Tchias HaMeisim? It's not, first of all, we just learned the Gemara last week. Right, remember the Gemara? The Gemara talks about one of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Talmidim did Tchias HaMeisim on one of the Gaboyim of Antoninus. So you see clearly that you could do Tchias HaMeisim. But Elisha did Tchias HaMeisim, Eliyahu HaNavi did Tchias HaMeisim. It's Tosis Kasha. How could you tell me Shalosh Mafteichos Lo'nim Sru B'yad Shliach? It's not true. There were those that did Tchias HaMeisim. Tosis says, Bakroi Ba'alma. They only did it Bakroi Ba'alma. Once every now and again you could do it, but it just means Hashem doesn't give you the Mafteich. This is yours. That doesn't happen. Other Mafteichos maybe, yeah. But this Mafteich, not. Ba'akroi, anything can happen ba'akroi. But that was a happenstance. That just happened to happen. But the Ramchal says a different mahalach. The Ramchal says that when a person reaches Kedusha, he becomes like one with Hashem. He becomes Davik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're Davik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the pshat that Hashem took the Mafteich and he transferred it mirshus l'rshus. That's not what happened. There was no transfer mirshus l'rshus. He actually gave it to you. Always speak out that Yaakov Avinu, Vayivaser Yaakov Levadai, Chazal say Hadol Dechsev, it's a song, Veniskav Hashem Levadai, right? Vayivaser Yaakov Levadai is related. How could Vayivaser Yaakov Levadai be related to Veniskav Hashem Levadai? Veniskav Hashem Levadai is Einoid Levadai. Vayivaser Yaakov Levadai is a gedder of Veniskav Hashem Levadai. The Torah says Yaakov didn't become like Hashem. Yaakov became one with Hashem. Yaakov was mistavik to the Torah, a rise of Yisrael v'kutcha b'richu chad, that's the matrix. Through that, he became one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. The idea of Kedusha is dveikus b'Hashem. You become Kadosh. You become like the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is mechaper when it has its achilas Mizbeach. The Kehanim are mechaper when they have the achilas Kehanim. It's the idea of Kedusha either way. Is it a Chasidus? Is it a Hanover? Is it a Kedusha? We'll speak out more right about this in Yitzhashem tomorrow.